Another 7 days of generally dry, biased conditions will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest, and our temperatures are going to get very warm to hot. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The region has benefited from weather in recent weeks where there's been a nice mix of rain and sunshine, and temperatures haven't been too crazy, but that will change as we go forward in time. We're going to see a lot less precipitation in this next 7 days, and we are going to see those temperatures heat up across the region. Now, today's a very pleasant day across the area. We are seeing mostly sunny to partly cloudy conditions, and the winds have switched around to the east-northeast across the southern half of the region. Light and variable wind is present across eastern North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. Out to the west, though, a south wind has begun to develop, and it will work its way in our direction as we move forward through the next day or two, and the wind speeds will be increasing, and all of this will lead to much warmer temperatures as a ridge of high pressure helps to move all of this into place. We're looking at temperatures at this hour running still in the upper 50s across northern North Dakota and in the 60s across many other areas, with a few lower 70s occurring in west central and southwestern parts of Minnesota and a few neighboring areas in the southeast corner of South Dakota. Well, today's temperatures will peak out mostly in the range of 60s and 70s. Tomorrow, we'll see the temperatures trending warmer, with 70s more common and a few lower 80s expected as well. The heat will continue to build, but we'll see most of the afternoon temperatures on Friday in the 70s and 80s again. We will be in the middle and upper 80s, though, across portions of South Dakota and central through southern Minnesota on Friday afternoon, and 70s in most other areas. The heat will become more poignant as we move forward into the heart of the weekend. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday temperatures should be solidly in the 80s, and there will be extremes over 90 degrees, reaching into the lower 90s across some of the drier areas, especially in South Dakota, but even farther north in North Dakota, we could see temperatures over 90. Well, the combination of the hotter temperatures, the lack of precipitation, and low relative humidity will remove large amounts of moisture from the soil over this time period, and that sets the stage for a little bit greater concern about dryness down the road. Most of the computer forecast models today are still offering a better outlook for the second week of the forecast, with showers and thunderstorms returning to many areas, but not necessarily all. And I'm also a little bit leery that some of the precipitation is a little overdone. So a close monitoring of the second week outlook is going to be required as we move forward through the next few days. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.